Hello and welcome to another Christmas Everyday Club podcast. I'm Jay, and yesterday I did a quiz. Yeah, I did a romantic Christmas movie quiz, and I think I got 3 out of 6, which is not very good considering there was only 6 questions. Then the day before, I did a Netflix Christmas movie quiz, and I did terrible on that, guys. So if you've not listened to them ones, go and check them out. So today, we're going to do another quiz, but it's going to be in the theme of the movie that I watched. The movie I've watched is Christmas in Toyland. It's an Hallmark Channel movie that aired in July 2022. And here's some of the key details and trivia about the movie, and then I'll let you know my thoughts about it. So the plot summary basically is, the movie revolves around Charlie, a data analyst for a large toy store chain, who discovers that the company plans to close all its stores and move online. Yeah. She finds one store that is outperforming the others and is sent to investigate. The store's success is due to the welcoming atmosphere created by the store manager, Grant. Now, the main characters, there's Vanessa Lenges. If I said her name wrong, I apologize. It's either Lenges or Lenges, something like that. She plays Charlie, the data analyst. Vanessa is known for her roles in American Dreams and Glee, and this isn't her first Hallmark movie. Jesse Hutch portrays Grant, the store manager. Hutch is a familiar face on Hallmark Channel. He is actually one of my faves, having starred in several movies and TV shows like Cedar Cove and The Batwoman on the CW. The theme of this movie touches on themes like corporate versus local business dynamics, the importance of community, and this rediscovering the joy and magic of Christmas. And the reunion factor, Vanessa Lenges and Jesse Hutch both appeared in the early 2000s NBC series American Dreams, making this film a bit of a reunion for them. Viewing options, guys, you can watch Christmas in Toyland on it was live on Hallmark Channel and was also available on various live TV streaming services. I actually watched this recently and it's on Netflix. Now, I live in the UK and it's on Netflix in the UK, so I'm not sure about if it's on Netflix all worldwide, but you can definitely get it in the UK. And if you've got a VPN, Bob's your uncle. Now, my thoughts on the movie is I enjoyed it, guys. The thing is, when I'm reviewing a movie, I like to think how Christmassy is it. Yeah. So the more Christmassy, the better. And when I mean Christmassy, I mean like, do they see Santa? Do they drink hot chocolate? Is there any presents or gifts given? Is it a Christmas tree? Do they decorate the Christmas tree? Do they bake anything like cookies? Do they do a gingerbread house? Do they do any competitions like snowmen building or ice sculptures, things like that, guys? Did he go to a Christmas tree farm and pick a Christmas tree? Did he sing any carols? Stuff like that. And on one of my books that I created, it's a Christmas movie review logbook. And in that, you can tick off and comment on how Christmas is. So instead of giving it like a 5-star, saying it's an awesome movie or something like that, I decide on how Christmassy it is. So I take them all off and then I generate and see how crispy it is. So the more Christmassy, the better. Yeah. And what some people might say, the more cheesier, the better. But I just like it being Christmassy. It's very rare I say a bad thing about a movie. I seem to like all movies, but when it comes to Christmas movies, the more Christmassy, the better. But if you want to check out that book, I will leave the link in the description. And check it out, guys. If you got involved in the advent calendar that I did last year, last Christmas, just gone, there was one of the days you could have opened the door and got the actual book that was that I sell. So if you've got that, then you don't need to buy the book, guys. And so we'll do a bit of a quiz, yeah, guys. There's only going to be 5 questions in this one. They're all going to be multiple choice. But if you like the ones that I did the last couple of days, and you want me to keep doing these kind of quizzes, if there's any quiz or anything you want me to do in the podcast, let us know. Always up for new ideas. So let's get into the questions. Number one, the magical toy. Yeah, in Christmas in Toyland, what was the special toy that brought magic to the story? Was it A, a talking teddy bear, B, a dancing doll, C, a singing snowman, or D, a flying reindeer? I'll ask that again. In Christmas in Toyland, what was the special toy that brought magic to the story? A, a talking teddy bear, B, a dancing doll, C, a singing snowman, or D, a flying reindeer? So, what do you think, guys? I'm going to go. I mean, I watched this not long ago, so I should know these questions. I'm going to go for flying reindeer. Sort of remember she had something like that as a child. So I'm going to go for D. Next, we have the main character's occupation. What job did the main character have in Christmas in Toyland? Now, when they say main character, I'm assuming they're on about Charlie, played by Vanessa Lenges. Yeah? Because Grant, played by Jesse Hutch, he was in charge of the Toyland, the shop, wasn't he? Store. So, what job did the main character have in Christmas in Toyland? Was it A, toy store manager, B, Christmas tree farmer, C, Santa's helper, or D, baker at Christmas cookie shop? Now, I should have read these answers these answers before I even said that about Vanessa, because it's going to be A. They're on about Jesse Hutch, which is A. He's a toy store manager. So we're going to go for A, guys. Number three, the setting of the movie. Where does most of Christmas in Toyland take place? Is it A, in a snowy mountain village, B, at the North Pole, C, in a bustling city during Christmas, or D, on a magical Christmas train? So number three is the setting of the movie. So where does most of the Christmas in Toyland take place? Is it A, in a snowy mountain village, B, at the North Pole, C, in a bustling city during Christmas, or D, on a magical Christmas train? Well, it's not on a train. It's not at the North Pole. There is a bit of bustling city because that's where she lives. So I'm going to say A, because it's in a snowy mountain village, I'm assuming, anyway. So let's say A. Let's go with A, guys. Number four, the big challenge. What major challenge do the characters face in Christmas in Toyland? Is it A, saving Christmas from being cancelled, B, finding a lost magical ornament, C, organising the biggest Christmas parade, or D, restoring joy in a town that lost its Christmas spirit? I wouldn't have thought it was any of them, to be fair. The big challenge, what major challenge do the characters face in Christmas in Toyland? Is it A, saving Christmas from being cancelled, B, finding a lost magical ornament, C, organising the biggest Christmas parade, or D, restoring joy to a town that lost its Christmas spirit? It's not D, it's not restoring joy, because everyone's in a toy store and they're actually happy. C, they're not organising the biggest parade, I don't think. No, I wouldn't say they are. They do organise a party, but it's not like a major big plot of the movie. B, finding a lost magical ornament. Nope. So A, saving Christmas. Well, Yeah, let's just say that then, yeah. That means the last three questions I've put here. Anyway, number five, the heartwarming resolution. How does Christmas in Toyland end? Is it A, with a spectacular Christmas light show? B, by reuniting a long-lost family? C, with a surprise visit from Santa Claus? Or D, by revealing the true meaning of Christmas? So, five, again, is how does Christmas in Toyland end? Is it A, with a spectacular Christmas light show? Is it B, by reuniting a long-lost family? C, with a surprise visit from Santa Claus? Or D, by revealing the true meaning of Christmas? I'm just going to take a guess and say D, because I don't think it doesn't end with a Christmas light show that I can remember. By reuniting a long-lost family? No, it's nothing to do with that. With a surprise visit from Santa? No. No, I'm going to say D. Let's say D. Let's have a look if how bad I've done at this one, yeah? So number one, the magic toy, or magical toy. The movie does not specifically focus on a single magical toy, but rather on the magic of the toy store experience itself. Right, so what was the answer? Right, so the magic toy, it says for the answer, the movie does not specifically focus on a single magical toy, but rather on the magic of the toy store experience itself. So why does it give us those four like solutions and then we've got to pick one when it's not going to give it us? So two, the main character's occupation is A. Yeah, we got that right, guys. It's toy store manager Grant and the data analyst at a large toy store chain. The setting of the movie, the answer, the movie is primarily set in a toy store that is part of a large chain threatened by a corporate decision to move business. Yeah, so it's not giving us an answer for that. It's just giving us what we knew. We knew it was in a toy store, but we had to pick a location. So there's no answer for that one apart from what that decided. Number four, the big challenge. Yeah, so the answer was A, saving Christmas from being cancelled, in a sense, as the main characters work to save the toy store from closure, thereby preserving the spirit of Christmas. These questions are a bit of a jip. I got it right, I said it anyway, but the first one and the third one, that's just, anyway. Anyway, the fifth one, the heartwarming resolution. The answer is, the resolution focuses on the characters finding common ground and working together to keep the toy store open, highlighting themes of community and the joy of Christmas. So again, so three out of five of those questions, they didn't give us the answer. It just gives us just telling us about it, which we already knew because I feel robbed, people. I feel robbed. What do you think? Let us know in the comments, guys. Was this a... Have we been robbed here, guys? Because technically, I only got two out of five right. Although, I knew that it... I knew the question, it was set in the toy store, but it didn't ask us that. It asked us... What did it ask us? It asked us the setting of the movie and it asked us where does most of the Christmas in Toyland take place? Well, we knew it was in a toy shop, but it doesn't give us that option on any of the answers. And on number one, it asks what was the special toy that brought magic to the story? It was Flying Reindeer, but it just doesn't give us that. So, yeah. What do you think, guys? Do you like me giving a movie review? Do you like me reading out the ghost stories, the poems, or even doing these quizzes? Let us know, please. And are you enjoying the podcasts being uploaded daily? Or do you prefer them to be weekly or random? What do you reckon? Well, let us know, because I'm going to go now, guys. And thanks very much for listening, and hope you enjoyed it. If you did, somehow let us know. Goodbye.